Peace and blessings. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend D. Singleton. I'll be reading John, the 15th chapter, verses 18, 19, and 20. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. This was Jesus preparing his disciples for persecution. He was letting them know that they're different, that he called them out the world, that he saved them, and that because he saved them, that they are in the world, but they're not of the world will hate them, meaning they will come across people that will persecute them. They will come across people that don't like them. This is the same thing that's going on in 2023. God has called us out of the world. God has called his children to be different from the people in the world. And because you are different, and because this is a spiritual warfare that we are fighting, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We are fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. People will persecute you and don't even know why. People will tarnish your name. People will hate you and not like you and can't quite understand it. Or they will make up some excuse inside of them. They don't even realize that it's the evil inside of them that is fighting against the God that's inside of you. But you must remain steadfast. You must remain unmovable, regardless of what they say about you, regardless of what they're doing to you. God has called you to be different. He's called you to be a light in the dark world, and that you are to remain in his will, that you can be angry but sin not, to remember God before you is more than the world against you, and you may not understand it all, but you have to continue to go. Armor yourself up. Armor yourself in prayer. Armor yourself in fasting. Armor yourself with reading God's word. Stay armored up. Stay ready to fight the battle. The battle is not yours. Some battles are not for us to fight. They're for God to fight. All we have to do is remain in God's will. We have to love people that are unlovable. We have to be peacemakers in troubled places. We have to love when it even hurts us. We have to show compassion even when we're in places where people on your job, in your school, or even in your own family, or sometimes even in a church. There's no exemption where this persecution can happen. It can happen amongst the same. It can happen amongst believers. Stand firm. Continue to stay in the will of God. Say, for God I live, for God I die. The Lord be with me. Give me beauty, Lord, for the ashes. Fight my battles. Make my enemies my footstool. Know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. We have to learn how to speak the word out. This is attack where the enemy is after our joy. He's after our peace. He will send people with some bad news or some discouragement or something just to hamper your peace, just to your joy. The devil cannot stand the happiness, the peace, the joy. He's after your joy. He's after your mind. He's not after your things. He doesn't care about your car. You drive on, the devil trying to take my car. He doesn't care about your things. He cares about your mind. He cares about your soul. That's what he's after. He's sending distractions to you so you could be so bottled down or worried and so stressed out with all the blessings that God gave you, because the devil can't take away your blessings, but he can frustrate you in every blessing. But remember, with every blessing there's a burden. Pray and ask God for his grace, for his strength, for his mercy. When you feel weak and you just can't go on and you want to give up, stand firm. Stay. Do not run. We like to run from situations, but until you learn everything that you're supposed to learn in this season, you're going to continue repeating the same thing over and over. You can run from one job to another job. You're going to meet the same type of people. You can run from one church to another church. You're going to meet the same type of people. God is allowing you to meet these same sort of people so you can learn, so you can grow, but grow in him. Know that he is the great I am. Remember, they persecuted Jesus. Who are we? we are wretched sinners just saved by grace. If they persecuted Jesus, who was sinless, what will they do to us? That is the God inside of you that they're attacking. But the greatest heat is in you. The heat is in the world. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged. Stay strong. Remain who God called you to be. At all costs, remain it. Whether you feel like it, whether you're hurting, whatever you're feeling, it's okay. The Bible said we could be angry, but sin not. And we're not perfect, so we will sin. Ask God to forgive you. Repent of your sins. I found myself repenting several times a day, but continue. My heart and my mind desire to live a life that glorifies and please God. So you have to, these distractions, they're not worth it at the end of the day. Life is so short. People are leaving here left and right. Life is short. If God gave us 150 years, it still wouldn't be enough. We would still want more years. Life is so short, and we're all given time. It's what we're doing with the time that we're given. Are we waiting for everything to be perfect, to be happy? Are we waiting for people to see the goodness? Everybody's not going to celebrate you. Everyone's not going to like you. You're not going to be for everyone. And that is fine. Jesus himself wasn't for everyone. He's still not for everyone. There's still millions of people that don't even believe in a God or believe that his son, Jesus Christ. It's okay. We're not here to fight people what they believe. God gives free will, and we have to give people free will. But stand firm. Armor yourself or be like Nehemiah. When Nehemiah was under, he saw his people under attack, and he wanted to build the wall of Jerusalem. The first thing he did is he went and prayed. He mourned, he fasted, but he seek God. That's what he did. We have to seek God more. Seek him in your car. Seek him in your shower. Seek him in your bed. Seek him in a secret place. Go out on your lunchtime to talk to God. Talk to him at breakfast time, dinner time. We talk to everybody but God. We complain about everybody to everyone, but we don't give it to God. Give your burdens over to him. Believe that he is the burden bearer. Lord, I give it to you to fight. I give it to you to destroy every work of the enemy in my life right now in the name of Jesus. Does the Bible say it? Whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, we shall have. If we ask in faith, I believe that he can make my enemies my footstool. I believe that he can save my enemies. I believe that he can bring calm to chaos. I believe, I have faith. You have to speak life into your situation. Not everyone is going to like you, but they didn't like your father either. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Stop running. Run to God in prayer. If you're going to run, run to your prayer room. Run with the word of God in your hand. Be like David when he ran towards his giant. He ran with the word of God in his mouth. He ran. He had a slingshot and a little rock. He took a giant down. Why? He had the word of God in his mouth. Fight with the word of God. May you be blessed and continue to find strength. And remember, not everyone like Jesus either.